Matt Ballmer, first of all, it is a ballot proposal that has been put by your group. Your group put together petitions and the like to put this issue before the ballot. Therefore, to a certain extent, does the group feel that education might be on your shoulders, perhaps a little bit more, to try to educate the voting populace who might initially say, oh, it's no big deal to vote yes for this thing, to vote for consolidation, when actually if they do vote for it based on your group, they're voting for something that's going to really hurt them in the long run?
Well, the vote's going to come up as a yes or no. So it's going to be a yes, do you want to consolidate, or no, do you not want to consolidate. So I think as far as that goes, it's going to be pretty clear on the ballot. And then it's the question of, you know, do you believe the consolidation will be better for us, or should we remain independent and keep our autonomy?
All right. What reactions have you and other members of the group been able to get since it was determined that it was going to be on the ballot on November 5th?
What sense do we get from the people in the community?
Yes.
I think that there's a stronger likelihood that we are going to remain wonderful independent communities with our own uniqueness. I think that's the word on the street that I've been hearing more often is people don't want to go through and consolidate, and it's not worth it.
In what ways did they say that it's not worth it? Are they saying that it's just, you know, the claims of the one side is wrong, or is it, say, not wanting to change? Because normally people don't like change for the sake of change.
I think most people just feel that there's nothing wrong with the way we are now. They like what we have. This is why they moved into each community and live in each community respectively, and then they don't see any big benefit to going forward, is what I've been hearing.
Now, the city councils are on your camp as well in not looking for the consolidation and not going for it. In fact, they'll be receiving letters. In fact, the reason why I called you is the fact that the CGC has sent letters to both the city councils explaining the ramifications, if this does not pass, of their inability, quote-unquote, to deal with some of the infrastructure problems. Certainly, Matt, you and your group say, hey, that's not exactly true.
We've been dealing with infrastructure problems as they arise in this budget workout. We don't have any problems here that we can't fix or been working on. And, you know, there's all these false claims out there that we're going to save the harbor if we consolidate. You know, you read the CRC report, it doesn't say that at all. In fact, it says it can only marginally improve the stewardship of the harbor. Now, the group that says that it's going to save the harbor, they've been saying it since day one. They pitched it to the Boundary Commission. The Boundary Commission bought it, and if you read the Boundary Commission minutes, just about every Boundary Commissioner voted to push this thing forward, and their main thing was saying because they thought it could help the harbor, because that's how it was sold to them. Now, this same group just put out a flyer about 2 weeks ago to all the residents in the towns, and they had the top 10 reasons to consolidate. You know, it was noticeably absent from their top 10 reasons. Didn't even make the top 10 list with saving the harbor. So it's just a lightning rod. They throw out lots of them, and now they're trying to do it again.
Now, the question is, do you feel as if it's a battle that's going to be an uphill one because of the fact that, the city councils are in your group and in your camp, but maybe they got a little bit extra money that you guys are going to have to try to overcome?
Well, I wouldn't say that the city councils are in our group or in our camp. I think that the cities act independently in what they believe is right for the communities and how they see things. Yes, we do have a lot of money we're going up against. The Consolidated Governing Committee has raised about $167,000 as of the end of June for their campaign. I know they just put on their website that the majority of that money was spent on items needed by the Boundary Commission, yet that's not true. If you look up what they spent through their campaign finance report, only about $11,600 went towards engineering fees. I'm sure they had some legal in there as well. About almost 40% of it went to their paid advisor lobbyists. So that's where that goes.
One final thing, Matt, and maybe I don't know whether or not you can answer this, or maybe it's not, maybe we're thinking a little bit too much of the big picture. But do you get a sense that this battle in Saugatuck Douglas is being watched by other communities, and that whatever direction it goes could possibly sort of be a trend across the state one way or the other? Is this bigger than just this one little community?
My personal opinion is that this is a top-down effect here. This is something that the governors wanted this initiative to happen. I'm not saying he has a hand in this one directly. I can't prove anything like that. But I do know it's something that the state wants, the governor wants, that I think this is one they thought would be, well, they only have to combine a few more services here to make this one go through, and then maybe we'll be the poster child for them. And, you know, I do think that's kind of the look from things. But because consolidations have not been very successful in the state of Michigan for people wanting to do them. They've been defeated time and time again. The last one was Iron River. The three communities up north, Iron River, Mineral Hills, and Stambaugh, they were very financially strapped. Their populations were dwindling. The government had a government buy-in. It was their initiative. They wanted to do it. And you know what? It was successful because it did save the communities because they were in such hard times. We're not like that. We're completely different from those communities. And if you look back now, after their consolidation, the millage rate is actually higher now than what it was before. So they told residents your taxes would probably go down by reducing the size of government, and taxes in Mineral Hill stayed about the same, and Iron River, sorry, stayed about the same. The other two communities, the taxes actually went up.
So to a certain extent, whatever happens here might be, you know, as I said, it's going to be a litmus test for other things in the states. You guys are basically battling for more than just Saugatuck Douglas, isn't it?
You know, if people want to view it that way, I guess so, but I think we're just trying to look at it and saying, you know, we're not in a position that we need to consolidate, you know, and if there's grant funding out there, we don't know how much is available to help pay for things or how much isn't, but what about all these communities out there in Michigan that maybe are financially strapped, that maybe would benefit from some type of consolidation, whether it's even just combining services that we've already consolidated that maybe other communities haven't, like police, fire, water, sewer, those things. Why wouldn't that grant funding be better funded going towards them, towards cities that actually need the money, towards small communities that maybe should consolidate services, not to us when we're doing financially fine?